Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. I'm in here just giving glory and honor and praising the Lord and come to find this thing on mute. In the name of Jesus. Father, I bless you again as we come before your presence with the spirit of thanksgiving and the attitude of gratitude, glorifying your holy name. Welcome to the Rock Talk Radio Divine Connection. We thank you, Lord God, because you are worthy of the praise and the honor and the glory. We thank you, Lord God. Even the whole time praying, glory to God, here the phone is on mute. But nevertheless, thank you for bringing it to my attention. Glory to God, to open the line. Oh, God, thinking it's already open. But God, you have not had us ignorant of Satan's devices. But God, you get the glory because you don't want us distracted by the things and the little foxes. So we praise you for the opportunity to come in your presence, giving you the glory, giving you the honor. Thank you, Lord God, because in your presence is fullness of joy. There is none like them, none like thee, O Lord. What a mighty God we serve. We thank you, Lord God, for the time of being in your presence, even last night and even for this hour of power tonight, God, to give you praise, glory, to pray, to intervene, to intercede, God, to give you, hallelujah, what's rightly due you. God, you said where two or three are gathered in your name, you're in the midst. So we thank you as we touch and agree to give glory and praise unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. Scripture reading, praise the Lord, was, I had it, praise the Lord, was already done, read the scripture reading, but in the meantime, the phone was on mute. So I got to go back to that scripture, praise the Lord, in 105. But right now, until we get back to that scripture, we're going to read the in his presence. Thank the Lord for Mother Willette, praise the Lord, and on, amen. In his presence, I am Emmanuel, God with you, an ever-present help in trouble. No matter what may happen, I am sufficient to provide whatever you need. Instead of imagining how you might respond to terrible things that could happen, draw your mind back to the present and take refuge in my presence. I am much like a mother hen, eager to cover you with my protective pinions. As you snuggle under my wings, you will not only find refuge, you will also discover a growing ability to trust me. It is in closeness to me that you realize you're trustworthy and how trustworthy I am. Remember that I am both your rock and your redeemer. Though I am impregnable in my vast strength, I became vulnerable, man, so I could redeem you from your sins. The more you take refuge in me, the more aware you become of my overflowing love. In me, you are utterly safe, for I am your rock and your everlasting love. Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. Thank you, Lord God, for your word. Thank you, Lord God, for the anointing. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping us. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for being our shield and our buckler. Everything we need is found in you. In the name of Jesus, bless the holy name of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Trying to turn to that right there while I was, one more page, bless the Lord. Amen. It says in the first verse of 105, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the prophets, among the people. Sing to him, sing songs to him, talk of all his wondrous works, glory to his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done. His wondrous and judgment of his mouth. O seed of Abraham, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones. And as it goes over into the, and in there in the sixth verse goes over into the 15th verse saying, do not touch my anointed ones. And do my prophets no harm. Glory to God. We thank you and we bless you and we honor you. Thank you again for in your presence is fullness of joy. Without you, we can do nothing. Through you, we can do all things. Thank you again for your loving kindness. Oh, God, we love you. We bless you. Thank you again for the power of prayer and for coming together to glorify your name. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing these, your people. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us every day. Thank you for your angels being encamped about us. Thank you, Lord, for the food, the clothing, the shelter. Thank you, Lord, for the power that you give us to bind and loose and curse and cancel the assignment of the enemy. Help us to have faith, Lord, to God, and not waver. Help us, Lord, to God, to be anxious for nothing but by prayer and supplication, making our requests known unto you, thinking on those things that are good, that, Lord, those things that are true, noble, good, report, lovely, whatever it may be. Ah, God, we bless you. God, help us to keep looking up to the hills which come to our help, realizing they come from you. Ah, we thank you, glory to God. You are so wonderful, and I praise you for your word. Thank you most of all for Jesus. Thank you for saving us. And in the midst of all the trials and tribulations, you said you're with us, you never leave us. You said, glory to God, that you'll make things, glory to God, turn around for our good that love you and called according to your purpose. You told us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abound in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain and continue to cast the cares. God, we come against every murdering spirit, every lying spirit, every spirit of confusion. We bind up fornication and, glory to God, adultery, homosexuality, bind up the sickness and disease and everything that the enemy is plotting and planning for confusion, dementia, glory to God, all the things that come against the body, even for the heart and overwhelming. God, we pray, glory to God, against the foul spirits that come to steal not only life, but anything, glory to God, of the livelihood of even trying to have a job or have, glory to God, housing or have, glory to God, the provisions that is needed. You said you'll supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. Every lying spirit that comes, glory to God, to bring poverty, to make it look like we can't get out of this rut and can't do any better, are the ones that bring hopelessness. We plead the blood of Jesus against the one that try to bring things like it seem like it's hopeless and no way out. We plead the blood of Jesus against every spirit that will come to bring depression. We plead the spirit straight against the spirit of glory to God, the spirit that will come in and cause confusion and chaos and glory to God, busybody. We come against the spirit of the enemy that seem like I'll never get delivered. We come against the backsliding spirit that, glory to God, thinking that I cannot be stable and stand fast and trust God and rest in the Lord. We plead the brother Jesus against the spirit of the enemy to tell the backslider you can't get back because you done did too much of this. We bind you up, you lying spirit, the spirit of deceit. We come against the spirit that would tell our youth, glory to God, there's no use. There's only thing that's love that's in a gang banging or illicit sex or drugs or alcohol or glory to God and feeling, glory to God, hopeless and suicide and bullying and all. We pray and bind up the lying spirits of those demons, command you to loose, or we come against rebellion and stubbornness and disobedience. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus, not only in the world, but in the body of Christ, the blood of Jesus. We come against, glory to God, this murdering spirit, this God, the blood running the street like it's water. Don't even have no remorse or killing or whatever. Oh, glory to God, to cut somebody's throat or stab them or glory to God, shoot them or kill them just because you got a bad temper and you were angry with this one or angry on my job or angry in my home. Oh, glory to God, the mass murdering that will come, glory to God, and always want to cause, glory to God, harm to somebody else. Oh, pleading the brothers, even the ones, glory to God, as suicide bombers. Every plot plan, even some leaders that they want to take over this country and take over that country. Oh, glory to God, I want somebody to be slave to them to manipulate lives. We plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, Satan, you are a liar. Oh, glory to God, you thief. But I thank you, Lord God, for what your word says. There is power in the word and in the blood and the authority that you've given us to bind and loose. Help us not to walk around helpless and hopeless. Help us to remember who we are and whose we are in the name of Jesus so we can walk in that authority to loose the bands of the, glory to God, of the wicked in the name of Jesus. Tear down strongholds. Pull down, glory to God, every stronghold of the enemy. Bind up principalities and powers of darkness and wickedness. Glory to God in high places. We pray right now in Jesus' name for the deliverance. Help us to walk upright before you as well, God. And you don't have no good thing for us, but help us to walk upright because we remember all that you sacrificed on our behalf that you didn't call. We didn't call you. You called us. Hallelujah, and ordained us to go forth and bring forth much fruit. Help us, Lord, to have the fruit manifested of glory to God. Galatians 23 of the love up under the umbrella of love and all the various things you say of the character of Jesus Christ. God, help us to know that we got to either make up our mind who we're going to serve this day, who we're going to serve, and we can't serve no two masters. And so I bless you for it, glory, for those that are faithful, those that are striving and trying everything they knew to stand firm and stand holy, stand righteous. God, we pray for strength, and we gather strength in the multitude of counsel, their safety, that we continue to stand. I bless you today, glory, God. I honor you and thank you for all that you've done and doing. Without you, we can do to cover our children, our families, our church family, ourselves, and our health and everything else. Glory to God, cover us all under the blood. We bless you again for these prayer warriors. We bless you for this ministry. We bless you for the people of God everywhere, all around the globe, the missionaries, those in places, glory to God, nobody else will go. We pray for their protection and all the things that they need as well. Pray for our youth in school. Come against these threats of bombing, glory to God, that we've been hearing about even on the news today. The blood of Jesus, even in the school, just bomb threats because somebody want to play a game, and it may be real this time. Other things, road rage and everything else is happening. You are still in control. But we thank you, Lord God. We're in this world, but not of this world. And while we're here, glory to God, help our life to stay on and that we'll walk by faith and not by sight. Keep looking up to you. You are the Most High God. We bless you today, El Shaddai. We thank you, Jehovah Shalom. We thank you, glory to God, Jehovah Jireh. We thank you for Adonai. We thank you for Jehovah Mekinez. We thank you, Lord God, for who all you are, the I am that I am. Without you, God, we can do nothing. Through you, we can do all things. We bind Satan up and all his little cohorts and every set up trap, plot, and plan, scheme. We eradicate it right now, even the death threat. You got to go back to the dry place in which you came. We call forth our peace, our joy, the spiritual blessing, financial blessing, encouragement, obedience, submission to you. Glory, God, help us one to another, just walking in the joy and the excitement and anticipation of the Lord. There may be moments down in the valley, but God, you in the valley with us. Keep looking up to the hills. We thank you today, and we glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. We're going to go about whoever comes on. Hallelujah for this hour of power. At this time, we're going to have Mother glory to God, Willette, praise God. And after that, Miss Rachel available. We're going to have her. And if anybody else come on, praise God for this night. We know it was just ordained, glory to God, for this hour of power. We thank God. That was in knowledge of not knowing that God was going to move like he moved, but a word was already out there for us to share a little time tonight. So whatever purpose, we want to stand in the gap for those that are in need, to those that are sick, those that are hurt, those that are glory, abused, those that are found, glory to God, in a place where they can't, see the light. And whatever the reason, we're praying that God bless and bring deliverance in the name of Jesus. So after Mother Willette, we're going to have Sister Rachel say, because she did come on, we're going to have her, and then after that, if Mother McCormick just came on too, and then if the hour is not up then we'll go over to God, do some requests, and if it is up, then we just leave the door open for a few more minutes for those requests. But these are the three that right now that we'll pray. We thank the Lord for you, Mother Willette, the ball is in your court. We believe in God as God continues to bless the night. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to read a little scripture from Matthew, the 18th chapter, and just a few verses. Praise God, and then we'll pray. It says, start with the 10th verse, "Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father, which is in heaven." Glory to God. And in verse 11, "For the Son of Man is come to save that which is lost." And he says, "How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them goes astray, doeth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains and seek that which is gone astray?" Hallelujah. Hallelujah. "And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiced more of that sheep than the 99 which went not astray. Even so it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Glory be to God. Moreover, if your brother shall trespass against you, go to him and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he shall hear you, you have gained a brother. But if he will not hear you, then take with thee one or two more, that the mouth of two or three witnesses let that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto you as a heathen man and a publican. And verses 18 and 19, verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Verse 19, again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that you shall ask, it shall, hallelujah, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Father God, in that precious and holy name of Jesus, I thank you for being the true and the living God. I thank you, Lord God, that you're concerned about the one, hallelujah, that goes astray. You're concerned about every person, Lord God, hallelujah. And I thank you that you yet, Lord God, is that loving God that would that none should perish, but that people will come to the knowledge of the truth and repent of sin and turn and surrender their lives to you. Thank you, Lord God, that you love us so much that in spite of everything, you are working things out for our good and you desire, hallelujah, that we live. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and life to the full, glory be to God. I receive it and I agree with your word, dear God. I thank you for, Lord God, your grace and your mercy. I thank you that you're Jehovah Shammah, our protector, glory be to God. Because there's so much, Lord God, that we need protection from. And I thank you, Lord God, you neither slumber nor sleep. And you watch over us, Lord God, to perform, Lord God, your word in our lives. Thank you, Lord God, for healing us and saving us, Lord God, and delivering us, Lord God, from every snare, every trap, every scheme, every scam, Lord God, that's come to get in the way of your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives. I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That, Lord God, sacrifice his life so that we can live, glory be to God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Not so that we would be, Lord God, in bondage of the darkness of the world or the evil of the world, but Jesus came, hallelujah, to set the captive free, to loose them, Lord God, that's tangled up in bondages. Lord, have mercy, and I thank you, Lord God, since we know what your word says, and I'm in agreement with it, Lord God. You want people to live. You want people to be saved, Lord God. You don't want them to wind up in a place called hell where the worms will not die nor the fire go out. Jesus, deliver, Lord God, those who have tangled up in the web of deception, Lord God, are bound by addictions and strongholds and immorality in the name of Jesus. We're praying, dear God, that the sword of the Spirit will go forth. Hallelujah, Lord God. God, in the name of Jesus, your word, hallelujah, your anointed word, go forth, the sword of the Spirit. And, Lord God, loose them that have been tangled up in this demon of deception that's in the world in the name of Jesus. We're praying for good, sound minds, Lord God, a mind to come to the knowledge that it's time. It's time for me to loose myself. I can't do it by myself, but, God, if you loose me, I'll be loose, glory be to God. If you save me, I'll be saved. If you heal me, I'll be healed, glory be to God. Ah, God, I thank you, and I pray that people will begin, hallelujah, to look at your word and realize how much, glory be to God, you're concerned about every person that's ever born. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for, Lord God, the prayer warriors, and thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for your servants, Lord God. We pray for the laborers of the harvest, Father God. Lord God, because we need people that's going to open up their mouth. We need people, first of all, that's going to, Lord God, not put on masks, but they're going to live, hallelujah, by faith, walk by faith, be filled with the Holy Spirit so we can hear from you. And we invite your presence, Lord God, with us everywhere we go. We need your Holy Spirit, hallelujah, to give us words of knowledge, words of wisdom, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, so we can help somebody and point others to you. In Christ Jesus' name, we pray, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for those, Lord God, on tonight that are going through devastating situations. We see that it's a season for these hurricanes, and we ask you, Lord God, for your mercy and your grace, and we pray that you take this destruction out of the storms, Lord God. We realize that storms are going to come, and glory be to God, hallelujah. We thank you that you're yet on our side and you're able, hallelujah, to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. We ask you to protect, Lord God. We ask you to help all those that have been in this, Lord God, this path of this hurricane that's going through in Jesus' name. And we pray, oh God, that you help those, Lord God, that are first responders and, Lord God, those that are doing what they can to be a help and not a hindrance in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy. We ask you, Lord God, this evening to be with those, Lord God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that's been displaced. So many people, Lord God, they don't have, they're running away from the country that they're in because there's so much violence, so much bad things going on. But God, we know in the name of Jesus that soon and very soon, Lord God, somebody's going to be called on the carpet for the wickedness. And, Lord God, I thank you for what your word teach me. Your word teach me that every day you do not like what the wicked are doing. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, every day you don't like what they're doing. And you would that they would turn and repent in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy. I can't remember where that scripture is, but it's a scripture that talks about you hate the wicked every day, what they're doing, their behavior, what they're doing. I pray that, Lord God, that people will come to a good, sound mind and realize that, you know what, if I stop this behavior that's not like God right now and repent of it, then God will forgive me and wash that sin far away from me to the sea of forgiveness in Jesus' name. Lord, I just thank you so much. I thank you so much. I love you, Lord God. I pray, oh, Lord God, for those that are hurting this evening. I pray for those in hospitals, Lord God, and psychiatric facilities and nursing homes. And there may be some that are homebound in their residences. And we lift up, Lord God, these medical staffs and, Lord God, these caretakers everywhere. In the name of Jesus, we are praying, Lord God, that you wake up these people that are caring for others. And when they're mistreating people, Lord God, let them know that they're going to get old one day. They may get in a position where they're going to need somebody to take care of them, so they better be kind to people and start treating them right and start doing to the people as though they're doing it for you, because you said in your word, when you've done it to the least of them, you've done it unto me. Lord Jesus, 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 we pray that some of this wickedness will stop. We realize, Lord God, there's a day. You have a set time and a set day, but in the meantime, I thank you that you're able to keep us. Keep us, Lord God, and let us do our part in Christ Jesus' name. I pray, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you give us liberty, Lord God, and give us freedom right now in the name of Jesus from every stronghold, every addiction, every, Lord God, viral infection in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus for divine deliverance in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, God, that you break the yoke of every bondage. Every bondage is trying to interfere with people coming to the knowledge of the truth. We pray, oh, Lord God, that you break that, Lord God, yoke of bondage this evening, Lord God, that's keeping people bound. The bondage of alcoholism, Lord God. The bondage of, Lord, drug addiction, immorality. Lord God, break it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Because you desire that person that, Lord God, has strayed, Lord God, that they'll come back to you. The scripture teaches your merit to the backslider. And if they've ever accepted Christ, they need to remember, put them in remembrance how good you are, how much you've already paid that people might begin to live right. Lord, have mercy upon our world. Have mercy upon America and these other nations. We pray, Lord God, against the enemy of other nations in Christ Jesus, against terrorism, against all this, Lord God, this destruction that's going on in the land, the blood of Jesus against it. And we bind up, Lord God, the wickedness of the land in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, Lord God, that you bless each person, Lord God, that's represented on this line. And God bless Minister B.J. Sheep. Lord God, is steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of God. Give her favor, dear God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless her entire family, Lord God. You know what she's standing in need of. We pray that you meet it in the name of Jesus. Lord God, so many people need you this evening. Somebody's diagnosed with lupus. We pray for that young lady that's diagnosed with lupus. We pray, oh God, you're God, Lord God. You can keep a person. They may be born with a hole in their heart, but you're the sustainer. You're the preserver. Hallelujah. You're able to do, Lord God, much more than what we ask or think. Thank you so much. Father, I love you this evening. I bless each person that's represented. I pray, oh God, that you deal with sugar diabetes, high blood pressure. Lord God, we pray that you deal with this vertigo, Lord God. We bind it up and plead the blood of Jesus against it, because by your stripes, glory be to God. We pray that the sword of the Spirit release virtuous healing power against these sicknesses and diseases that's trying to rise up. We plead the blood of Jesus over cancer in Christ Jesus' name. God, in the name of Jesus, I'm not going to try to name them all, but God, you know. And I pray for divine deliverance this evening in Christ Jesus' name. I pray for the body of Christ, the apostles, the prophets, the pastors, the evangelists, the teach us, Lord God, every servant of yours. We pray for the persecuted Christians. We pray for the peace of Israel. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray for our military, Lord God, our leaders and those in positions of authority. In the name of Jesus, we got a conference, women's conference. We pray, God, that you anoint the speakers and let it be, Lord God, just a time to sit at the feet of Jesus and, Lord God, hear from you. Lord God, let the words, let the word from your heart be spoken, Lord God, this weekend in the name of Jesus, that your divine will be done. We pray for safe travels, Lord God, there and back in Christ Jesus' name. We pray blessings on your people. We love you, Lord. We pray for our families, our children. We pray for schools and the school staff. In the name of Jesus, we pray for protection, Lord God. We pray, oh, Lord God, for every person tonight. And thank you for every miracle. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You're doing mighty acts, even as we pray the prayer of faith. And I thank you for what you've taught us in your word. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You said have faith in God. And if we speak to the mountain, the situation, without wavering, without doubting, hallelujah, whatever we say, you said you will bring it to pass. Glory be to God. And we thank you. You said if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will, and it shall be done. I love you, Father. I bless you. I praise you. I give you the praise tonight. Bless these thy your people. In Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith, and I thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Glory be to God.
She had a house up there, but she had no son. She had but one daughter. But she adopted a boy.
Your line is open, Sister Rachel. We hear you talking. You going to pray? Are you going to pray? Okay, we're going to go right on to Mother Alex, McCormick. Maybe she'll come up later.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you this afternoon. Lord, we just want to say, God, forgive us for every sin and fault that we might have said or done. God, we just thank you, Lord God, for just being on this phone again on tonight, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, because we know, God, that you is a God that's able, Lord God, to work these situations out, to bring your word forth, God, that somebody, Lord God, might hear the word and want to be changed and want to be different. Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, for our life, our health, our strength. We thank you, Lord God, for food on our table. We thank you, Lord God, for being that God that that sits high and see and know every problem, every situation that we might be going through. I thank you, Heavenly Father God, because you told us in the Word to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to our life. So, God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for how you breathe on us this morning. You give us another chance to say thank you, Jesus. Give us another chance to be able to get up out of our bed, to be able, Lord God, to walk and to be able to look around and see things. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for that, God, because it was no good or nothing of mine, Lord God. It was you, Lord God, that had touched my body with a finger of love, and I thank you for it right now, Father. God, I pray, Lord God, for your people this afternoon, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, and I touch and agree with my sisters on tonight, Lord God, as they have already prayed. I ask you, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to walk with us, God, talk with us and lead us and guide us, that we might be able to have that mind to continue to do right and that mind to be what you want us to be, Lord God. Because your word tells us in so many different words, so many different places in your scripture, in the word of God, it just tells us so many things that we can just take hold to it, that we can just eat the whole book. In the name of Jesus. So, God, we just want to be able to eat it and digest it, Lord God, and be able, Lord, to go forward and to walk the way that you would have us to walk. We pray, Lord God, because you told us in your word, God, you said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. You told us that we don't have to be ashamed. You said that you already done all that on the cross. You already put all of that stuff on the cross. And we don't have to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, God, I just want to say thank you on tonight, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for those in the hospital on tonight. I pray that you touch that person that's sick in their body on tonight. Somebody, Lord God, needs you, Lord God. Somebody can't see their way. Somebody don't know how and what way to go on tonight. They don't know what to do. They don't know which way to go. But we know, God, that you are able, Lord God, to work out all situations. Because you said in Romans 8 and 31, what shall we say to these things? If God is before us, who can be against us? So we know, God, if you for us, who can be against us? We can go forward in our life. We can walk this journey. We can stand and we can be what you want us to be. Even though we may fall down, even though we may get weak at times. But we know, God, that you're able to make us strong. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to look down on those that's sick in the body. Go through the hospital, Father, and touch that person that's going through a blood pressure on tonight, Lord God. Touch that person that's going through a tumor problem on tonight. That person might be going through a kidney problem, an arthritis on tonight, a diabetes, a gout. A heart problem, a muscle ache, a flu, a allergy problem, a liver problem, lupus, as my sister already said, a problem with their breathing on tonight, a lung problem, an eye problem, all of these different problems. There's so many. There's so many different things that people are seeking, going through. But we know, God, that you already told us, Heavenly Father. You said in Isaiah 53:5, but he will want it for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripe we are healed. We already healed. We're not a people trying to get healed. We already healed. So, God, we just want to say thank you right now, Lord God. And you always said, God, trust in the Lord. You told us to trust in you. You told us to trust in you. You said trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So, God, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, and we ask you, Lord, to help us. Help us with your word, and help us, Lord God, when sometimes we may don't get on the line. Lord God, help us, Lord God, to understand, God, that you are able, Lord God, to teach us, Lord God. You're able to teach us what to say and how to say the things that we need to say in your name, Jesus. So, God, we just want to thank you right now, Lord God. We praise you and we lift you up right now in the name of Jesus. And, God, we ask you right now to go into the school system, Lord God. We ask a special prayer right now for the school system. We ask a special prayer for one school that we want you to work on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray that you would touch these young people in this school right now, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that you will go in there, Lord God, and you will touch the mind of them, Lord God. And you will touch the teachers, and you will touch the principal, Lord God. And you will touch the guard that be there. You will touch all these kids in this school, Lord God. And let them realize, Heavenly Father God, that you are the God that's able, Lord God, to work things out. Because these kids, some of the kids, they might be trying to live right. Some of them might be not trying to live right. But, God, we know that you, by your word, God, as that word go forward, Lord God, as we continue to stand on the word, we know that you can change somebody. You can change some kids, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would touch all school sisters, not the special one, but all the school sisters in the name of Jesus, even though I just said the special one, but all the school sisters all around the neighbor, all around the place where they get off the bus, Lord God, the drivers and when they own the buses riding, Lord God, we pray that you will protect those people, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you will look on the little babies, Lord, the little small kids when they get some of the buses, Lord God, when they have to, some of them might have to stand upside the road, Lord God. Oh, God, we pray that you will keep a hedge and an angel around them when they be standing up there waiting on the bus, Lord God. Oh, Father God, because we know after a while the time is going to be changing, and it's going to be more darker. It may be more darker when the kids get ready to go to school. So, God, we pray in the name of Jesus for that situation, in the name of Jesus. God, touch them, Father. You know the heart. You know the mind, Lord. You is a healer. You is a deliverer, God. There's nothing too hard that you can't do, Lord God. We put it all in your hands on tonight, Lord God. And we say, Lord, have mercy on your people, Lord God. Give us that understanding of your word, that we can understand how and what way to walk this journey, that we can know, God, that you are the one that's able to bring us through and bring us out of situations. When we feel like we can't make it, Lord God, help us to always come to you, Lord God, and say, Lord, I need you right now, Lord God. I can't make this journey down here by myself. So, God, I pray in the name of Jesus, because we all going through some situations. We all are going through one thing or another. And so, God, help us to hold up the name of Jesus and help us to keep our focus. Keep our focus on you, Lord. You said, let us not be weary and well-doing, because in due season we'll reap if we faint not. So help us not to faint, Lord God. Help us to keep our focus on you, Lord God. Help us to trust you, Lord God. And help us, Lord God, as the word of God, be still and know that. He said, Psalms 46 and 10 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. And so let us know, Lord, that you will be exalted. No matter how the enemy try to come, no matter how he try to do things to other ones, you will be exalted. And you also told us to wait on you. You told us to wait on you in Isaiah 40 and 31. He said, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. So help us to wait on you. Help us to learn how to wait on you. Just like when we go places, anywhere we go at times, we got to wait on you. We got to wait on you, because we can't just go somewhere and just get something right then. We got to wait on you. So we have to learn how to wait on you in all these different situations, because if we trust in you and if we believe in you, you're going to come. You're going to work it out for us. So, God, just help us to be real at what we do, Lord God. Help us to understand that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are the first and the last. You are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And so, God, we thank you on tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because you said in Psalms 91 and 1, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So, God, we just want to thank you, Lord God, because we know that you also told us in your word in Psalms 107 and 20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So, God, I thank you on tonight, Lord, because this is the day that you have made, and I will rejoice and be glad in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for each and every one. I pray for all the prayer warriors on tonight. those that's on the line and those that's not on the line. I pray, Lord God, for Pastor Hubbard that you'll continue to bless her and keep her, a woman of God that stands, a woman of God that you can, that will always pray. I don't care what day and what time of night, when you need her, she's right there. I thank God for her in the name of Jesus, as well as my sister Willie. God, I thank God for her too, because I can always call her in the name of Jesus. So I praise you, Lord God, for each and every one, God, and even all the rest of them, all the other ones that I haven't even called their names out. I thank God for these women of God that I have met down through the years in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I pray, Lord God, I pray, Lord, for people that sick. I pray, Lord God, for people that are struggling, people going through situations, people can't see their way, but you are the way. You are the way maker. You are our way maker. Even though we can't see our way, but you are still working out behind the scenes. So, God, we thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the power of prayer. Thus far, we're going to ask Mother Alexander to pray after it's going to clear up. After Mother Alexander pray, we're going to find out if Sister Rachel is still available, so she can have a few minutes, and then we're going to close out in prayer. And if there is a prayer request that we need to take tonight, we will do so with our power. We may go over that, a little bit over that hour, but that's the time that was set. So in this meantime, we're going to have Mother Alexander to pray, and then we'll come back to Sister Rachel. God bless.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Father God. Lord, we thank you. We praise you, Lord. We thank you for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord God. Lord, you said in your word that by your stripe we are healed, Lord. So, Lord, we binding up anything that come against the body. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit of hell. Command it to loose, because it has no authority over our bodies in the name of Jesus. Father God, your word said whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loose in heaven. So, Lord, you gave us the authority to bind these foul disease and sickness that come against our body. You gave us authority, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, because you said it, we believe it, Lord God. And when we believe it, we speak it, and it's in the name of Jesus. It got to loose. The head of the prayer line, loose her in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for mercy and grace in our life, Lord. Thank you for how you make a way for each and every one of us, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Father God, because it's only you know the hearts of men, Lord God. Only you can change the hearts of men, Lord God. And Lord, we come together standing in the gap for brothers, sisters, Lord God. Standing in the gap, Lord, those we know, those we don't know. We stand praying for them, Lord God, knowing that your word tells us, Lord, pray for one another. Your promises never change, Heavenly Father. If you said it, Lord, we believe it, Heavenly Father. And there is nothing else can come against it. When you said it, we receive it, we believe it, we stand on it. In the mighty name of Jesus. For no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. We claim the victory is ours because your word said, Lord God, be of good courage and be strong and courageous. So we bind up anything that try to come against our body right now in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. It has no authority and it has no dominion. Lord God, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy in our life, Lord. Thank you for watching over our sons and daughters, Lord God. Lord, you see everything, Heavenly Father, but we know that your promise is said, Lord God. You'll never leave them nor forsake them. And we're standing on those promises, Lord God, knowing that you is the author and finisher of all things. No matter what the situation look like, we claiming victory in the life, Lord God. Healthy bodies, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind up anything that is not of you that come against them. We burn it up and we claim favor in the name of Jesus. Favor for our sons and daughters, Lord. Favor for our grands, Lord God, because your promises is what we stand in on, Heavenly Father, and that no weapon formed against them shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for your pastors, Lord God. Your pastors, Lord God, that stand regardless what's going on. They stand and they pray faithfully, Lord God. Lord, we pray that they continue to stand strong in the name of Jesus, and let no weapon formed against them shall prosper, that they will stand boldly and courageous regardless what's coming, knowing that you have them in the hand, in your hands, Lord God. For you are the outer and finisher, Lord God. If you said it, we believe it, Heavenly Father, that no matter what comes, we keep on praying and standing on the promises of God, because, Lord, your word say, if we pray, if we pray, and we're standing on prayers, because that is the foundation. You gave us that, Father God. You tell us, if we pray, that means no matter what comes, stand faithful in the word of God and pray. That false spirit got to loose the body of Christ. Wake up and stand faithful, knowing that God gave us authority here on earth. The Lord didn't say he won't bind here on earth. He said, whatever you bind, he gave us the power to do it. And Father God, we binding up these dogs and sickness and diseases that come against the body, Lord God. Oh, Yarabashata, come against the body. No matter what's going on, they still try to get in. But we binding it up because it has no dominion in our body. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord God. Continue to bless the head of the prayer line, Lord God. Continue to strengthen our through all things, Lord God. Because your will must be done regardless what the enemy throw. Your will must be done in our life. We stand faithful in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Father God, I come to you as only as I know how. God, boldly to your throne, the grace of mercy. Lord, forgive us the oldest, your convention speed. Lord, I touch and agree with everyone of my sisters that went forth tonight in your word, God. Oh, Father God, we just want to come thanking you and praising you in spite of, Father God. Lord, I've been to two hospitals today, God. Both of them tight, God. Oh, Father God, I ask you to move, God, in a mighty special way over the sick and afflicted, God. Oh, Father God, I know you are still got that healing power, God, because your hanging was not in vain, God. The blood that you shed for our iniquity, Father God. Lord, your chastisement of your wounds were our chastisement, God. God, I thank you now for healing virtues flowing through and out these people's bodies. Lord, I've been alone to now in dealing, God. Oh, God, the hospitals are tight with sick people, God. Oh, Father God, touch in a mighty special way, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you, God, for faith, God. I'm standing in the gap for my sister, God. My body might have had a little pain, God, but God, I thank you for moving it, God. Lord, I'm standing on your word, God, for my body, God, because I know there's nothing too hard for you, God. Oh, God, I want her to learn, God, how to stand on the word too, God. That's why I'm feeding her the word of God, God. Oh, God, I thank you now, Lord Jesus. I thank you right now, God. Touch the doctors everywhere, God. Touch the nurses, God. Oh, God, let them see, God. Oh, Father God, give them what they need, God, for the people, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you right now for doing it, God. Lord, my heart goes out for these sick people, God. Oh, God, everywhere, God. The men and women that are unsaved, God. I want you to save them, Father God. Lord, stay up their minds, God. Give them a mind to want to do right and act right, God. Want to talk to you, Father God. Boldly to you, Father God, because you standing there with open arms, Lord. Oh, Father God, your love and your mercy is so sufficient, God. It's more than enough. Oh, touch now, Lord Jesus, the sinner man, Lord, touch that drug addict, Lord, the person is just about to lose their mind, Lord, touch them in a mighty special way, God, give them a mind, Lord, Put them back in their right minds, Lord. Don't let Satan take them, God. In the name of Jesus, there's so many things I'm standing here and I'm looking at tonight, God. Oh, Father God, I cry out for them, God. I don't know them, Lord, but my heart goes out. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you now, Jesus. Touch that baby out there, God. Whatever the situation is, God, I know you're more than able, God. Oh, God, you are right now here because I know you to be one of those, God, because you did it for me, Father God. And what you do for one, you'll do for another because you said so in your word, Jesus. And I believe, God. I got the faith, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bind every spirit that's not like you right now in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and we cast it back to the sea from which it came, to the dry place, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. Lord, teach them how to call on your Lord. Lord, teach them how to just call your name, because there's power in the name of Jesus. You said it had to bow. When we call on your Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you now, Father God. I thank you for Pastor DJ, God. Oh, God, touch her right now, God, for putting my head to the soles of her feet, God. And all my sisters and my brother, keep them strong in your power in your might, God. Lord, we just come thanking and praising your might, God. We come lifting you up, God, because you are that you are. You are a great big I am. Oh, yes, you are, Lord. You got the Father say so over everything, Father God, when it's all said and done. You look, God, I'm not out here, your Holy Ghost. Lord, keep us at your feet. Keep us humble. Keep us so we can hear you. Whatever you're saying in this season, God. Oh, God, I thank you now for doing it, God. Lord, I just give you the glory. I give you the praise and the honor, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. Praise God. We only have but a couple of minutes before our power is up. We're going to give a couple of minutes, glory to God, for probably another 5 minutes, at least for Elder Noel, praise God, to pray. And then we're going to get ready to bring it on in the name of Jesus. Thank God for the anointing tonight. Are you available?
How about we come to you?
Hear me?
Yes.
Father God, we come to you, oh God. Lord God, thanking you, Father God, for how great thou art, oh God. Thanking you, Lord God, for the things that you're doing and the things that you're still doing. And Father God, as we look towards the hill, oh God, which comes to our help, oh God, we realize, oh God, that it comes from you and you only, oh God. Father God, just thank you, Lord God, for all the things that you're doing, oh God, all the things that you're going to do, oh God. Father God, thanking you, Lord God, for just opening up the pathway, oh God, opening up, God, was able to see and follow down, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, thank you for pulling down every strong hope in the name of Jesus, oh God. Because, Lord God, without you, oh Father God, we will fail, oh Heavenly Father. Father God, we look beyond, oh God. We look beyond our faults, oh God, and you see our needs, Lord God. And Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for taking care of our needs, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for meeting every request in the name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you right now, Lord God, knowing, God, oh Father God, that when I stretch my hands unto thee, oh God, no other help I know, O Heavenly Father. I know that I can find rest in you, O Heavenly Father. And Father God, I just ask you right now, Lord God, forgive me, O Father God, for every thought, O God, that I think is, O God, that it was not with you in mind, O Heavenly Father. O God, we just pray to you, Lord God, that keeping, Lord God, my family, O God, my friends, my enemies, O God. Father God, I just thank you this afternoon, O God, Thank you, Lord God, that you give me a voice to call on your name, O Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, that you open doors, O God, that I thought would close, O Father God. And God, most of all, I thank you, Lord God, for being a way maker, O God. Thank you, Lord God, for being a problem solver. Thank you for being a healer, O God. Thank you for being a provider in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I ask you to bless each and every one, oh, God. One of my favorite voice, oh, God. Oh, God, I cry out, oh, God. Cried unto you until, oh, God, I hear until I can't hear no more, oh, God. I just ask you right now, Lord God, just be on with me, oh God, lead me and guide me in the right direction. In the name of Jesus, I'll give you praise. Oh Lord, I give you praise, oh God, and the highest praise I can give my Lord is hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh Heavenly Father, I thank you right now, Lord God. For God, for all, Lord God, have been presented unto you, O God, in this hour, Father God. O God, I thank you right now, Lord, because we know, Father, that you already made a way, O God. I just thank you right now, Lord God. Just thank you for another opportunity to call on your holy and righteous name, O God. Thank you right now, Lord God. In all things, I give thanks. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Our God is God. Awesome, awesome, wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. All that he glorified commanded to do, we do it like he wanted done. It shall be done. Hallelujah. Praise God. I bless the Lord for submission and obedience tonight for those that came on, giving him glory, giving him praise, giving him honor. Bless the Lord. Thank God for Pastor Bird. He had another engagement tonight, but we thank the Lord, praise God for it. Thank God for you all being able to come on in spite of everything, glory to God, that's going on at the last minute to set it up, and God say go. So we have to just believe God that, you know, what he says. So the I have a list of prayer requests, but these requests are just for us to continue to pray about. And in the name of Jesus right now, I'm just going to mention them, and then glory to God, we can just keep them in prayer, cover it. But if someone else have a prayer request that's immediate that they need to pray, we still have that window, even though we done did the hour power of prayer. But if there's, I don't want to pass the church, go in the church. If there is some request that we need to directly touch tonight, then we'll go ahead and do a few of those, and then we're going to move on. And I'm still listening for the Lord to find out whether I'm going to make this exit after prayer. But while I'm listening to the Lord about that, I want to not miss if there is some prayer requests.
I have a prayer request.
Okay.
For Tyreek Porker, that's my nephew. He's 18. He's 19 years old, and they diagnosed him with a cyst in his head, and they're going to take him to Duke.
And you say,
my sister, to the hospital with my sister right now. She's having problems with her back.
Okay, your nephew has a cyst in his head, and they're going to do what with him?
They're talking about surgery.
Surgery, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And you say your sister has a problem with her back?
Yes, ma'am. I think it's called a somatic nerve condition. So I'm to the hospital with her. So I just stepped out of the waiting
room. Oh, so that's what it was at the time. Praise God. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, then.
Yes,
bless the Lord, Mother.
Yes.
Well, we think, believe in God. Mother Alexander, would you take that request real quick and so far? It's for Sister Rachel's nephew got a cyst in his head, and they're talking about surgery. He's 18 or 19, she said, I think.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we bring this Sister Rachel. Is our nephew?
Yes, ma'am.
And we bring Sister Rachel.
His name is Tyreek.
We bring him before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, you see and you know everything that goes on. And it's only you knows, Lord God, what is going on in his head. And Father God, we ask you, Lord, to have mercy, Lord Jesus. Touch his head, Lord God. Lord, we believe in your word. Your word tells us that by your stripe we were healed. So, Lord, is surgery to go on, Lord? Let your will be done right there, Lord. You do the surgery, Lord God. Because we know, even the Father, that nothing is impossible. Not with you, Father God. And it's in the name of Jesus we ask you, Lord God, to let your will be done by touching his head, Lord God, and healing in his head, whatever it is that's going on in his head, Lord. We know that you can fix it, Father God. And Lord, she bring him before you, Lord, standing in the gap, Lord God, asking you, Heavenly Father, to touch, Lord, bring healing, Lord. And Lord, we know that your promise is said, if we believe. And Lord, she believe in you, Lord God, that you are the healer, Lord. And we ask you, Lord, to touch him in this surgery that has to be done. Let your will be done here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I meant to even put the in there for the sciatic nerve for her sister's back. Mother Alexander, we're going to do that in about a minute. Mother Willette, do that in about a minute.
Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Father God. Thank you so much for already dealing with that sciatic nerve that Sister Rachel's sister is dealing with. We pray, O Lord God, no weapon formed against it shall prosper. We command that excess pain to get out of her body in Christ Jesus' name. You said whatever we ask you in the name of Jesus, that you would give it to us so that our joy would be full. So we're interceding for Sister Rachel's sister, Lord God, that has a problem. And we thank you that that sciatic nerve problem is already under the blood with Jesus' stripes. We thank you for Psalms 107, verse 20, where you sent your word, and we declare, decree, Lord God, right now, and proclaim that she shall be delivered from that pain and that sciatic. It's an aggravation, and we plead the blood of Jesus over that aggravation of pain in her body, and we thank you for your divine healing. Lord God, we love you. We thank you that we can ask you and know by faith that it's already done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. Bless the Lord. Anyone
BJ.
Else? Yes.
Pastor BJ, there's a lady here named Laura Campbell. She asking for prayer. She's having a problem with her legs and her lungs.
Laura Campbell, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
She's on the phone now?
Yes, ma'am, she can hear.
Father, in Jesus' name, we come in agreement with the prayers, and I know Sister Rachel probably already prayed, but we come in agreement tonight, God, for this young lady, Laura Campbell. You know all about her body, but we are praying in agreement for the healing and deliverance, no matter what's going on in time past, because the prayer request was made. We know, glory to God, you said in your word, by your stripes we were healed. It was already done in Calvary, but you said in your word, that John 10:10, that the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came to give life. And we know when we were saved, the thief is talking about the enemy. He brings sickness and diseases and other things, but we know God is a healer. And you said you sent your word to heal. So we're in agreement that her deliverance will come from that leg, whatever pain or whatever the source it comes from whatever infirmity that's come in that body, also in those lungs, that it be eradicated and glory to God be cast out in Jesus' name. We pray even for any medication that's got to be taken to bring no harm and no side effects, but we're praying for your divine hand to touch. You bless, glory to God, doctors with knowledge, and we trust them, glory to God, as we be led by your spirit, and we know, glory to God, you use Luke as a doctor, but God, we know the chief physician is you. So as we in agreement today for to relieve her of that pain, that agony, and we speak life to her body. Speak, Lord, about her encouragement. We come against any fears that will come against her mind about the what ifs and the maybes. And even with the diagnosis, let it not be no misdiagnosis or misprognosis. But in the midst of it all, God, we are standing in agreement for that divine touch. Let her feel your presence tonight, and let her stand on your word and find faith scriptures, of healing scriptures, and continue to fill her spirit with it and walk by faith and not by sight, not go to God to just look at it and see if anything happened in this hour or that hour. Sometimes you do it instantly. Sometimes glory to God is in progressing. But in the meantime, just encourage her heart. And we stand right now and command the enemy to loose his hold off of it, bind up any transference with or reoccurrences. But give her faith to stand, to continue to believe. In Jesus' name, amen. And Father, we also pray for Sister Rachel's back, even while she's there with her sister. I've been in agreement with the prayer that she prayed for herself and believing God. Even if she fell on her back, glory to God, and even that pain in the muscles, glory to God, relaxed and no tension and stresses and whatever. But God, we are just thanking you, Lord God, for blessing or encouraging her to continue to stand, even while she had been in pain, but getting better, and blessing God, glory to God, for her to be there for her family. Pray that she'll not take on any of these things that are going on, but she'll keep casting them back to the Lord so we can stand in faith and won't give no place to the enemy for wavering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Anyone else? Praise the Lord then. Amen. We bless the Lord for, glory to God, Elder Noah being able to come on tonight. And, you know, I usually call her Elder Noel, but in the name of Jesus, we thank God for her continuing to strengthen. Thank God for the miracles wrought in her body. Thank God for even that she had before the Lord, that those things, the strongholds coming down. Glory to God, and nothing but the joy of celebration of glory to God, the answer coming, that God may be glorified and that she may be blessed. We thank God for it. Pray for Pastor Burton tonight and Pastor Apostle Burton, and also for Pastor Bird. Continue to bless and touch them, encourage them, and whatever their endeavors, God, we pray, glory to God, that you would bless and move. Thank you again for these prayer warriors, these faithful women of God. We pray for Brother Black, too, while he's going to school and whatever's going on, that you'll bless him to stay focused and encouraged, and his days and nights will not get mixed up, and he will make the grade. But we are praying, God, that you'll bless. Bless all our grandchildren, especially the young ones that are in school, and the ones that got out of school, the ones that's in college. Every trick, snare, plot, plan, glory, I be eradicated that the enemy has against them and in their minds and even thoughts of things, glory to God, that's not of God. God, we are praying, glory to God, especially in the body of Christ. We praying for these babies that they will stand, they see our light, help our lights to be even more brighter, help us to encourage in anything, glory to God, that's been a hindrance in time past that we may have said or done. Let it not take root, God. Let them see the real truth of what the light is when we trust God and let God, glory to God, move and glory to God and bless. And even these things that we heard on the news tonight concerning, glory to God, these threats, glory to God, the bombs, and they got to run out of school, they got to do this, and whoever it is that they did call, anybody else involved in it, God, deal with them, glory to God. They might be young people, but they got to be responsible for these games and things they do. And even the foolishness with the TikTok and breaking and stealing and broken and all kind of other foolishness that's out there with nothing else like acting like airheads. We got to do whatever the enemy says. He look like they're pulling their brains up with foolishness. But we got to pray them strongholds down because we got to war. Because then if they're not saved, there's no way they can war for themselves. So we got to stand in the gap. We thank God for the blood covering, the protecting, the shield. Glory to God, the tearing down and uprooting, glory to God, the things that are not of God. As we speak and decree by faith, and let us not get discouraged and let us not be weary in well-doing. Glory to God, and we can't be faint-hearted because we're going to reap what God has for us and help us, glory to God, to be faithful and not let our tongue get caught up and snare us, glory out with things that are not of God. We just bless you tonight for these people, and you know what they need. You bless them, and glory out, do some abundantly above more than they can think, acts blessing in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We love you. We glorify you. We magnify you, and I'll celebrate you. And thank you again for last night, too, as well, proving yourself. I love you, and I bless you, and I honor you in Jesus' name. We take authority of you, Satan, and all your little cohorts, every setup, plot, plan, glory to God, be eradicated right now in the name of Jesus. Untimely death, sickness, disease, accidents, incidents, foolishness, folly, whatever he's plotting and planning, death demons, glory to God, coming against him. I pray right now for one more thing of Leisha, glory to God, even touching her body, even for with the rain that was on the roads, glory to God, coming down the mountain, going home from work. God bless them on that two-hour ride. They have to go to work, and then whether it's an hour and 40 minutes going back after the traffic stop, God bless, help them and protect them, because these changes of these weather is going to make a whole lot of difference. Glory to God, going in those areas when they have to drive, glory to God, from that they're blessed and protected by incidents, accidents, and whatever else, glory to God, that's the plotting plan the enemy have. But any of us, when we travel here and there, our daily walk and glory to God, whatever we have to do, school, work, shopping, paying bills, however, God, we thank you for your protection because the enemy is busy and always on his post. There was something we got to stay built up, prayed up, and believe God for them angels being encamped about it, being alert, not fearful, but awareness. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, and we give you glory. We bless the Lord for you. Fourth Sunday is coming up. Glory to God on Sunday and on Monday for prayer of the word and whatever like this. We're looking forward to you all coming together. We pray God's blessing. It's getting near time for our October. It might run into November for that revival that the Lord blessed, and he's given me, been dealing with me for a while with the young people that we didn't get to do during the summer. Glory to God, and finding out what they're going to be available for them, and that was Alicia, Minister Ely, Minister Lauren, Minister, glory to God, Tasha, glory to God, those four young ladies and stuff like this. They've spoken it back-to-back, but not all together, but God been dealing with it since last year, and we were supposed to do it the summer, but so many things and so many crises had went on, and then we had things going on with ministry. It didn't happen, so we had to believe God, sort of step back and hear him between October and November. So we're praying that we can get them all together at one time so we can have those four nights together that the Lord bless, and then there may be some things that I may be asking during that week for you all, too, as well. So, God, I ask you to pray about that. We thank God again for tonight. In the meantime, if there's nothing else, we're going to say shalom, be blessed, angels be encamped, and thank God for the prayers that you're praying for me against this sinus infection. They gave me some medication and some steroids for it, but it's still lingering here, but I've not finished the medicine either, but we thank God for Jesus, and we believe in God for it continues to be better and better as it continues to clear out of my system. But I do thank you for always thinking of me and praying, and most of us for staying in the faith and hearing God and doing what he say, and not, glory to God, would appease the flesh. Help us all, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. We love you.
Amen. We love you.
All amen. Right. Shalom, shalom.
God.
Shalom. Glory to his holy name.
Amen.
Shalom. Love you.
Shalom.
Shalom.